Tonight's Shiur Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dinei Nefilas Apayim, the Halachas of Tachanun. Seif Aleph. Ein Ladaber, Ben Tfila, the Nefilas Apayim. One that should not talk between the conclusion of Shemona Esrei and the beginning of Tachanun. Keshenofla Ponov Nogula Hatois Al Sad Simo. The minig is when a person falls for a tachanun, he puts his head down for tachanun, he goes on the left side. The Ramah says, V'yesh'erim, some say, V'yesh'erim, hatos l'sad yamin, he should lean on the right side. V'yikr l'hatos b'shachris, k'sheyesh l'tfilin b'smoiloi, al-sad yamin. So the proper thing to do is as follows. In the morning when he's wearing tefillin, so his tefillin's on the left arm, he should lean on the right. V'shem k'vay tefillin, that gives honor to the tefillin. Uba Arvis in the evening, which refers to Mincha time, Oksha Ainlot Filin Bismolo, or if he doesn't have Tfilin on the left hand, then he's Yat al Sad small. Then he goes on the left side. Well, Achash Nafal Alpanov Yagviya Roshov Yeshanim At Mishov, after he finishes Nefil Sapayim, he lifts his head and he continues some Tachanun while seated. V'chamokum mokum lafim in Hago, in every place does according to its practice, its minute. Well, minig parshat loyim about nachnu lo neda v'chatzikash. There's a minig. Everyone says v'nachnu lo neda, and then chatzikadish, ashrei lamanatseach. V'afilu biyom she'inoim tachnu. Even on days that we don't say tachnu, oim lamanatseach, we say lamanatseach. Milvad b'rosh chodesh, with the exception of rosh chodesh. V'chanukah u'purim. On these days we don't say lamanatseach. V'erev pesach, v'erev kippur, v'tisha b'av. On all those days we don't say lamanatseach. Mishnah Berurah sif katan alef ein ledabe v'chul. One should not talk between the end of Shemona Esrei and the beginning of Tachanun. Because if he does talk in between, then his supplications that he davens for in Nefilas Apayim won't be so well received. This is if he interrupts with things that are irrelevant. A brief conversation that's not he's not oisik in something else. A brief conversation would not be a problem. He can't be oisik dvar achem. He can't get involved in something else. But sicha ba'alma is not a problem. But then he points out, v'davka shlo beish v'shir tzibur chas tefila. Of course, you can't have any conversation when shir tzibur is doing chas v'shats. Tosirach l'shtoik l'hasin heitav kol bracha bracha. Then a person has to be sad and listen to every bracha. K'il le'el b'simen kuf chavdal sivdal. Like we learned before in simen kuf chavdal. V'kol shkein d'dvar kedusha. Now certainly for davar shabbat kedusha, if he's in the middle of Techinos, Vahurachum, and so on, he can interrupt for Davar Shabbakadusha. Even during Tachanun, with his head down, he can respond to Yehesh Merabah, V'chol Davar Kedusha, or any other Davar Kedusha. Siv Katan Beis, Bein Tefila V'chulu, one should talk between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun, Miyom Avid, but if he did talk, Pshita de Sarach Lipal Pam, they still have to say Tachanun. Motul Espal b'mokom echod, v'lipal b'mokom acher, v'ach shalo yafsik b'em, so he can dash Shemona Esrei in one place and do Tachanun in another, but he should not interrupt between them. Sivkon Gimel Kishinofel al Pav. When he does Nefil Sapayim, how does he lean? And the Mechaber begins by saying he should lean on his left. In the olden days, in the early days, the Nefilas Apayim was what we call kida, dahainu lipol al panov arza. He would go to the floor. His face would go down to the floor. He wouldn't spread out his hands and feet, but he would put his face down to the ground. Today we don't actually do that. We don't put our face to the ground. We lean our head down and we cover our face. It's appropriate, where the minig is, to cover our face with a garment, not just that the arm is covering the face when the head rests on the arm, because the arm and the face belong to the same body and one cannot cover the other, can't cover itself. Sivkan dad al sad smo. So he goes on the left side. Lefisha matzinu, because we find. Kesha odim mispalo, shchina mimino. When a person is davening, the shchina is on his right. Shenem, as it says, Hashem tzilcha, ayad yeminecha. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is by your right. Venim se kishu muta al smolo, pon of klapi shchina. So when he leans to his left, he's facing the Shechina. From Hayamutal al Yad Yamin, or Hayalhebech, if he would lean on his right, it would be the opposite. I don't know if it's inappropriate for a servant to turn his face away from his master. But the Ramah says that others argue to lean to the right. Why is that? The Shekhinah is opposite the person. So the left of the Shekhinah is his right. So when he leans to his right, Vashchina kenegdo, and the Shechina is opposite him, Yichavein smolo tachas roshi v'mino techabkein. He could think that his left is under my head and his right embraces me. So basically the question is the Shechina on my right beside me, or is the Shechina opposite me? If the Shechina is on the right beside him, so if he goes on his left, his face is facing to the right. But if he goes on his right, his face is to his left, and his back of his head is to his right. So that would be not derech eretz. And the other alternative is Hashem is opposite him. Sivkatan vava ikav echulu. So the Ramah comes out with this compromise that it depends if it's shachar or mincha, if you're wearing tefillin or not. V'chendas ha'tazim magen avom. The tazim magen avom concur with the Ramah. Shein l'shanos miminig zeh, we should not change this minig. V'chein ha'agom, that's the minig ha'olam. Then in the morning, since tefillin's on the left arm, you lean on the right. And in the afternoon, you lean on the left. V'afilu ha'gorah deserv de'ik kamachav de'tamid al-smol. Even the Vilna Gaon, who holds the ik, like the Shulchan Aruch, that we go on the left. Mikomokim espalo beis ha'medrash v'oilam nohagin karamol. If a person davens in beis medrash, and they do like the Ramah, mikomokim also shalos, one shouldn't do different. Mishum lasis go to do, you don't want to be different from everyone else. Sheikh Tzibu ha'oimid min ha'aron, the Sheikh Tzibu, who's to the right of the Aron, he should lean his head a little bit towards the other.
Does it say when you go sit down, or you can do it standing?
We will say he can do standing too. Sifkatan zayin uba arvis mincha time. What's the lomah that said arvis towards the even height of a mincha? Shein ananoigel niyecht from the arm. Is not wear tefillin. So then we lean on the left. Umishem niyecht tefillin. One who does wear tefillin, kishav miyipol al yimino. Then he will have to lean on his right. The Chayodim says, you look and say Chayodim, that he can rely on the Vilna Gaon and go on his left side even though he's wearing tefillin. Sifkatan ches, lefimin hago, every place follows its minig. Ubedinos elin organ lom rachum v'chan v'chulu, we say rachum v'chan and so on. Sifkatan tes lom v'nach v'nida, lefisha hispalal l'b'chol inyan sh'yuchal odim l'spalal. We daven every way you can. Be yeshiva, b'amida, when feels a pain. Seated, standing, and with our head down. K'moshe asa Moshe Rabbeinu, Ovesham, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, as it says, v'eshev b'har v'noich emati b'har v'espal v'nesnapal f'nei Hashem. I sat on the mountain, I stood on, and I fell before Hashem. Me'ach she'en b'no koyach v'espal b'in acher, and since we can't do any more than that, anu oim v'nach l'nidah manasseh, we don't know what to do. That should be said seated. Manasseh b'amid, you should say manasseh standing up. The notes on the side point out that someone who's left-handed, so in the morning his tefillin's on his right arm, so he will lean on his left arm. And it says by mincha, p'migadim is masupik. But Rav Scheinberg said no, he should use his left arm even by mincha too. It shouldn't change between the two arms. So if base. Nefilas apayim yushav v'loma umet. Tachanun is done seated, not standing. The Ramah says yesh oim. Some say de nefilas apayim el b'malkum sheyesh aron v'sefet tayer b'socho. Some say we don't do tachanun nefilas apayim unless there's an aron v'sefet tayer in it. Al below ze oim tachina below kisi panim. Without the aron and sefet tayer, we would say the paragraphs without covering our face. V'chein knowing that's the meaning. The chatzah beis haknes, the psuch le beis haknes. Now the yard leading into the shul, that's open to the shul. Obishar shatzib mispam, or when the tzibah davens, azafilu yachl veso, then even an individual at home, oimet techina benefir sepaim, he could say tachron with his head down. Nishtabu sefkan yud, miyushov. Mechaber begins by saying, we do lefir sepaim seated. Kasa beis Yosef, shatam hol derech hakabal, the reason for this is al pisoid, reverse kasa shen kapay, the reverse says no, we're not makud. Kasa v'achroin, v'achroin amarit, v'shas l'chaknuch alismoich, al-rivash. So in a case of need, one can say tachron standing like the rivash. Therefore, Let's say someone finished Manesri, and he's supposed to wait standing the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amas. And then the tzibur saying tachnun. So stand in his spot. He pull up enough. He should put his head down and say tachnun the tzibur while standing. Well, let's say someone's standing behind him. And there's an opinion that you can't sit in front of the one Dash Manasseh even in anywhere in his eyesight. Let's say he can't go to the sides. So he'll do Tachan standing up. Anything similar to this. So we will say Tachan standing up when it's a case of need. Sifkad Yud Aleph. Aron v'sefer Torah. We only do Tachan with the Aron Sefer Torah there. Aron lav dafka. Actually, the Aron is not specific. Elohu adin sefer Torah l'chodai. Even if you have a sefer Torah without the Aron, you would say Tachna. V'tam ha'yesh. I mean, the reason behind the yesh amim. Mishum demetzinu b'kro remes shenefila hi lifnei Aron Hashem. Because we find in Pasuk a hint that nefila sapayim is in front of the Aron. K'dechsev, like it says, Mechem assigned the battle of Ai. V'yipol al panov lifnei Aron Hashem. And he fell on his face before the Aron Hashem. Let's say there's no sefer Torah, just other svarim. Das El Yerav V'derech Hachayim Lo Yipol Al Panav. El Yerav V'derech Hachayim says not to do tachanun then with nefil sapayim. Rak Yomai Mizra below nefil sapayim. You'll say the Mizra without putting the head down. V'yesh Chokim Mizra, others disagree. Well, Magosh Yesh Sefer Torah, if there is a sefer Torah, L'Kol Yalma, everyone agrees, Afil Yachav V'yisoh Nefil Apav, even an individual at home would do tachanun. Now, the notes on the side point out a couple of things. First of all, they bring that as far as tachnun in a room with svarim, without a sefer Torah, the lemais, the stipler, would put his head down for tachnun in a room with svarim. He was samech on the yesh cholkim, and it brings that the Nissan Karela says this as well. As long as the svarim are there, ba'if and kavua. There's a library, a study, and the svarim are there, then he could only feel sapayim even without a sefer Torah. Then he brings another thing that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a minig Yerushalayim, that even without a Sefer Torah, the whole Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem. The whole point was Lifnei Aron Hashem. In Yerushalayim, you're Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, they do Nefil Sapayim even without a Sefer Torah. And Shlomo Zalman suggests that it should only be in the old city. But Lamais is diminished to all Yerushalayim. Even the new city does Yutachron in Yerushalayim and Nefil Sapayim even without a Sefer Torah, because it's all Lifnei Hashem. Sifkatan Yud Beis. Kisui Panim. If there's no Sefer Torah, then you say the tachnun without covering the face. Who nefil sapayim shalom? That covering the face is what we call nefil sapayim. Sefkon yugam v'chatzar beis haknesset pesuach v'chulo. So the Ramah says, if you're in the yard of the shul and the shul opens, the yard opens up into the shul, then you can say nefil sapayim with your head covered. Hanad be'eis shehispal b'chotzer havi pesuach v'chatzar pesuach. When you're davening in the yard, the entrance to the shul is open. V'nuchal liros may osot sad v'kamon, and you can actually see from where you are the place of the Aron. So that's how Mispal Lifnei Aron. That's being Mispal Lifnei Aron. Masha'en kenim Mispal b'chotzer b'tzad machem. But if you're in the chotzer, but on the sides, gon shepes beis haknesset b'marav. Let's say the entrance of the shul is on the west side, because the Aron's on the east side. V'azor nimshech is gam b'tzad darom. And then the azara, the lobby, goes off to the south. V'u Mispal Hashem, and he's off on the south side. V'ein shem sefer Torah, there's no sefer Torah. Ein serach v'yos haphaim, we don't put the head down. Or if the door of the shul is closed. Even if you're right in the chotzer facing the entrance, but it's locked. You don't need nefilas sapayim. If a person is in the ezros noshim, he should do nefilas sapayim. Come on, because you could see from the windows of the lady section the arm. So Shahar Tzion Yud Beis notes as follows. Vidyuli Pashut. That if in the lobby area of the shul, outside the sanctuary, there's an entrance to another room. Even if the door to the room is open to the lobby, and the door to the shul is open to the lobby, you don't do tachanun there with a fias apayim. Kiyun du ched v'nei atzmol, on the room. Se'if katan yudald. Afilu yachad beveisoi, says Techino ben Fila Sapayim, Mashma, the Mishnah Berurah says this implies that Fila who Rochem is a Knesset, even if he's at a distance from Shul, Gam can know for Apov, he can do Nefila Sapayim at the time when they do it in Shul. Based on what we clarify in Simon and Hay, It has to be, there's nothing separating the house and the shul that is unfit to daven. Because if it was, then you're, it's like a mechitza. There's a barrier between you. If it's at the same time the Sibis is Tachanon, he could say Tachanon with Nefilas HaPayim. So it's very hard to calculate that exactly. Se'if Gimel, Ein Nefilas HaPayim B'Laila. We don't say Tachanon at night. Now when we do Slichis, we do Tachanon, She'kar V'Layom, because it's close to morning already. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Design Ain Nefilas HaPayim V'Chol. There's no Tachanun Nefilas HaPayim at night. By the time the reason al Pikabal is based on Soid, and Beisoyes L'Gemeis Yosef. V'Loyim HaMizmor Shal Nefilas HaPayim Ein Chashash V'Bloy. Now to say the Mizmor, to say the Tehillim, the Kapitul is nothing. The issue is putting your head down. We don't put your head down at night. Sifkan Yudzayim B'Layla. V'Lachin Therefore, In Nimshchat Nefilas HaMincha Ad HaLayla. If Mincha extends out until the night, Ein Nefilas HaPayim. They don't do Nefilas HaPayim. But twilight, no hagin lipo. The meaning is that we do nefilas hapayim during twilight. On those days when we say avinu malkeinu mincha, yuchel adalig avinu malkeinu lipo b'yom, we could skip the avinu malkeinu to do nefilas hapayim first when it's still daytime. So we're not machbid on the minute of sunset here for nefilas hapayim. We'll do nefilas hapayim 5 minutes, 6 minutes after sunset. Doesn't bother me. On the notes, it points out that in Yerushalayim, they're makbid mamash shkei sechama. In Yerushalayim, they're makbid not to do tachron after shkei sechama. But in Chutz La'aretz, I think we rely on this Mishnah Berurah, Be'ah Shemashos, the first 5-10 minutes when it will do Nefilas HaPayim.
It sounds like that you'd still say tachron. You just wouldn't.
Do Nefilas HaPayim. Yeah. That's right. Sivkat Nyudches, Shukara V'chulu. When we do Slichas at night, we'll say tachron because it's very close to the morning. Well, the rabbi says, as long as it's after chatzos, that's the magen avraham as well. As long as you're after chatzos, we allow saying tachron. We don't do nefilas hapayim between nighttime and chatzos laila. Once it's after chatzos, it's not a problem. Sifkan yotes layoyim. It's close to daytime. V'yesh noigin lahak b'sichas ad nachon hayom. Some people talk do slichas in the morning until it's daylight. V'as yiplop and they dochen by daytime. You can't do that meaning on Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Don't do Tachon Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, there are minyanim Erev Rosh Hashanah that are past sunrise. So the answer is, since the Iker was done beforehand, so the Mishnah Berurah says you can mamshech and do it afterwards. But you know, that's where you get the early morning slichas as opposed to middle night slichas. But it's always after chatzos.